Good morning and welcome, friends, to worship at Stone Church of the Brethren. I am David Meadows, and my wife Brooke and I will be leading worship this morning. It's an honor to do that in the absence of Ben and Cindy Latimer, our pastors, who are on vacation today. We're so pleased to have a number of guests join us this morning in leadership. I guess it's our prerogative as the worship leaders to require the rest of our family to participate as well. And they are doing so very joyfully. So I wanted to call out a few folks who are not listed in the bulletin this morning. Our son Landon will be joining us this morning. Our nephew, Devin O'Neill, is joining us this morning as well. Some of the kids in our congregation might recognize Devin as one of their favorite counselors at Camp Blue Diamond, I'm sure. Wanted to also thank Tara York down below me here. Tara, thank you so much for filling in the place of Catherine Weld, who was supposed to be in the quartet this morning but is not able to do that. And then I also wanted to mention, while Nina is in the bulletin listed as playing flute, and that will indeed happen, Nina has also offered to provide a reflection this morning. So instead of what is listed in the bulletin, Cecilia D. Armstrong, and that reflection, Nina will instead be offering a reflection of their own writing. Okay. And then I also wanted to thank a few others just for participating in this special service. Kathy Myers, thank you so much for joining us on piano and organ. Nora for playing the flute, and Jill and Aaron and Marty Keeney for providing their beautiful music as well this morning. So I wanted to make just a few quick announcements. Of course, attendance, for those of you who are here in the sanctuary, if you would find the attendance pad, which should be located on the aisle there, and let us know that you were here, as well as for those of you who might want to do that digitally, there's a QR code, and then also a link in the chat for those of our friends who are joining us online. And then also, I would just mention a reminder for offering, if you would like to leave some offering, the box at the back of the sanctuary is available for you as well. I did want to make an announcement for Sharon Yon, our leadership team chair, about a gathering that's happening next Sunday, January 7th at 9 a.m. here at Stone Church. You'll find this information in the Friday Flash as well as the newsletter, which is coming out soon. But Sharon is calling us to a family meeting. And I don't know what kind of family meetings you all have, but this will be a special one for sure. This is the announcement from Sharon. You've been hearing the message that our congregation is facing some financial challenges. We don't know yet how the year will end, but we may need to think about significant budget cuts, and we certainly need to look ahead to the financial sustainability of our church family. So it's time to call a family meeting, and we need you to be there. Part of being a healthy family is having open and honest discussions about finances, and that's what we'll be doing in January. We'll start with a family meeting on January 7th from 9 to 10:30. Kids Sunday School and child care will also start at 9 a.m., so that should be helpful to those with children. And that will be followed then by a congregational forum on January 28th, when we will vote on a budget. So please plan to join us for that. Friends, our usual ritual on the Sunday after Christmas is to retell the story to one another of Jesus' birth in scripture and song, to gather as a community to celebrate this gift in the hopes that doing so again and again increases our hope, our connection, and our joy. So let's join our hearts together in worship as the music of the prelude centers us into God's presence with us.
please join me in the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin? Every year, we celebrate Christmas. Every love feast, we break bread. Every week, we gather for worship. Every day, we count our blessings. Every minute, God is near. Yes, every minute, God is near. These are the rituals of our faith. Let us worship in joy and hope. Be seated. Please pray with me. Gracious God, when our world turns upside down, or when the road ahead is unclear, we return to ritual. We come to the sanctuary. We break bread at the table. We pour water. We greet one another as family, and we listen to your word. Today we pray, meet us in this moment. Meet us in these rituals that anchor us and speak a word of hope. We are listening. We are drawing near. We are seeking you. Amen. 700 years before God sent his son, Jesus Christ, as a baby into the world, God spoke to Isaiah, the Jewish prophet. God saw our need for hope and had a plan to send light into a dark world through Jesus. Hear these words from Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And now I'd like to invite any children to the front for the children's time. Even if you're a big kid, come on up, big kids. If you have a prayer request that you would like someone to collect, you can hold that up in the air and they'll bring it up. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
on there? Yes, you can hear us. And to any of our friends joining us online, good morning. So I'm David.
I'm Brooke.
So,
is your name Marshall?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not that right, Marshall. And
okay.
Maddox is
we
here.
We know Maddox. All right. So the scripture we just heard from Isaiah promises that God will bring light and joy to all people. And this makes us want to celebrate. We have a book for us to read to help us remember to share that joy and celebration with all people.
So I'm going to teach you something that we need your help with. Maybe you wouldn't have come up here if you knew. But it involves oinking. And so you have to say, oinky, oink, oink. Can you do that? And I think the whole congregation should join on this part. Help us out. So it goes like this. Oinky, oink, oink. Oink. Ready, go.
Oinky, oink, oink.
Now you'll keep repeating that a bunch of times until I give you a signal to cut it off. Okay? So kind of like choir directing. Yeah. That way we can move on with the story. Oh! Wonderful. Okay. Okay. All right. So here you go.
So here is Happy Pig Day by Mo Willems, and I believe we have some pictures up there for you all to see.
Gerald! Gerald! I am so happy! Today is the best day of the year. Powerful tool.
Today is free ice cream day?
No. Today is Happy Pig Day!
Happy Pig Day?
Yes! Happy Pig Day! The day of the pig. It is the best day to have a pig party. It is the best day to sing pig songs. It's the best day to dance pig dances. It's the best day to eat pig food. It's the best day to play pig games. It is the best day to say oinky oink oink. That means Happy Pig Day in pig.
Oh, I did not know about Happy Pig Day.
Look! Oinky, oink, oink!
Oinky, oink, oink! Oinky, oink, oink!
All my friends are here! Oinky, oink, oink!
Oinky, oink, oink! Oinky, oink, oink!
Oinky, oink, oink!
Oinky, oink, oink! Oinky, oink, oink!
That is a lot of pigs.
Oinky, oink, oink!
Oinky, oink, oink!
I have a trunk. I have big ears. I am gray. I do not have a snout. I do not have hooves. I am not pink. I want to say Happy Pig Day in pig, but I am not a pig. I am an elephant, and I do not belong.
Gerald. Happy- Happy Pig Day is not just for pigs. Happy Pig Day is for anyone who loves pigs. What do you say to that?
I say, oinky oink oink!
Happy Pig Day to everyone. So, I think that story is a really nice story about welcome and inclusion and making other people feel like they belong somewhere. So, I think that's a ritual we do really well here at Stone Church. We include people and we make them feel worthy. So, let's say a prayer. You can repeat after me. God of pigs and all creatures.
God of pigs and all creatures.
Thank you for the space we have to celebrate.
Thank you for the space we have to celebrate.
Everyone.
Everyone.
In your name we pray.
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Next scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 and 6 through 9. A shoot will grow up from the stump of Jesse, a branch will sprout from his roots. The Lord's Spirit will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of planning and strength, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will delight in fearing the Lord. He won't judge by appearances, nor decide by any hearsay. He will judge the needy with righteousness and decide with equity for those who suffer in the land. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion will feed together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together, and a lion will eat a straw like an ox. A nursing child will play over the snake's hole. Toddlers will reach right over the serpent's den. They won't harm or destroy anywhere on my holy mountain. The earth will surely be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just as the water covers the sea. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, gives a brief explanation of Jesus' unusual birth. Some traditional details of this event are just that, traditional, and not necessarily given in the scripture itself. Luke establishes a historical time frame when Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem to participate in a tax census. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem. He went to be registered because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room.